Sit Sock Sans Joe.
Yeah, this is the first episode of Sit Sock where Joe's dead to us. I mean,
not, okay, closing his house. So, he's closing on his house, which means we're never going to see him again. And he doesn't listen to the podcast, so I feel like we could probably just sass him to our heart's content, and he'll never know. Joe, if you're listening to this, I will give you $1. But you have to come to my cube and repeat to me the following sentence. I am a bitch. I'm here for my $1. Okay?
I am so excited to see if this actually happens.
Like, it's going to be like 5 weeks out, if he even listens to it. Maybe 6 months.
We'll just show up to my house. Fair, though, I think we have so many episodes right now that... it's not, yeah, you're
this
right.
This could be the one that I
like for a while. It's going to be like a month and a half.
The listeners don't need to know when we record this. Our jokes are timeless.
No, I keep doing that. I keep giving them time frame references. Fuck off,
right,
listeners.
I said.
Go fuck yourself, listeners.
No, don't. Well, do that.
No,
and then
sorry.
Come back.
No, wait. But like, don't leave. Go fuck yourself while listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think we're good.
We should do a podcast where you keep talking when I go into the gas station to get a tire gauge, but I don't think we really have no time for that.
Oh, well, we can just pause it and then pick it up.
No editing.
Okay.
It's all live.
Well, I mean, like, we could do that, too. We could just leave it blank while we both go into the, like, do stuff.
I don't think that indicator is, like, you're going to die. I think it's, like,
it's probably just
cold.
Well,
I haven't seen it yet. I was confused because I was, like, asking Garion because it's the same, I think it's the same lights in his car, even though it's a different, if it's
Toyota. Yep, that's why mine is that.
And so I was, like, what's the light that looks like kind of a saggy ball sack exclamation mark? And he's, like, I think it's low tire pressure. And I'm, like, okay, cool. And everyone in the car is, like, what? How did you get that from that?
Who was in the car?
Oh, it was this morning. It was gym time. We now have 5 people go to the gym in the morning in my car. Which means you
really?
Can only add
Does
three
Janet
more.
Go too?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We can only add drops.
We only have 3 more roommates in the house before we have to take 2 cars to the gym. But I think we're going to have other problems first.
Yeah, I feel like if you add any more roommates to your house, your house will explode, like, internally. It'll be right. Like, I'm good. I'm done. I'm not being sheltered for you.
Which, in the off chance any roommates are listening, this isn't anything negative towards you.
Oh, I'm being very negative towards everybody in the house, including Kendrick.
Absolutely. Fuck that guy. There is a finite amount of space in the house.
Yeah, I love that.
Physically, you'll maximize it.
We don't know our listener base so well, we have to apologize after we say things.
That's what I did in my rant. I apologize to everybody in that rant. I apologize to the bitches. Sorry, bitches.
I don't know what we're going to talk about today, everyone. I feel like we had a discussion the other day that was merit sit soccery.
Did we not put it in the list?
Merit sit soccery.
Sit sockable.
No, because it was something that was on a whim. And we are
was it the thing I wrote an article about?
No. Well, you mean the healing thing?
Maybe?
I don't think so. Well, if you haven't read Kendrick's article about...
If you haven't read that yet, go fuck yourself for realsies, because it's been like 18 months since that came out, so...
The Alien Worlds one?
Yeah, for once this thing hits the airwaves, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's God right, damn it. Get your shit together.
If our listeners don't
have to understand
sand...
Get all your shit together and put it in a backpack and take it to the shit store.
Rick and Morty, everyone. I feel like we had a really good discussion about something yesterday.
Well, you and Joe had a really great discussion about some kind of crap. I think it was Lovecraft.
Yeah, we were talking about Lovecraft
but
and board gaming.
I'm not sure that I agree with it, so I don't really...
What do you mean?
But I don't know enough.
Well, so. I didn't agree with Joe either. I'm sorry. I didn't agree with the article that Joe had referenced.
We're doing it.
And so we can go into this and then immediately pull out, because I already wrote an article on how I feel about this, but...
I just pulled the key.
Oh, pull out. Okay, got it.
Yes, sex show.
Hello?
Search true.
Because, like, someone had written an article about how Cthulhu and Lovecraft mythos and video games is, like, falls flat because the idea that you can put hit points on Cthulhu means that, like, you have effectively nullified any kind of terror that he has. Because the whole idea is that you can't kill, like, that which sleeps never dies or whatever. That whole thing of... Like, hopelessness and Lovecraft is not translated well in gaming. Especially, like, and he was talking specifically to video games.
I get it, but I think my thing is that's like saying that linguistics isn't very well translated into the Lord of the Rings games, but that doesn't mean we need to do it.
Sure, but, like, I guess I don't find that to be true with regard to Lovecraft. The linguistics in Lord of the Rings games, you might be right. There's a lot of rules in the Lord of the Rings card game, though. You'd be surprised how linguistically challenging it is.
I mean, like, if you're obsessed with having... languages, and I think that's an important, that's the most important about Tolkien. It's like, well,
yeah, okay,
you can say that, but it doesn't mean it's going to be true.
It just, like, and I think, like, the hopelessness came through with regard to, like, the randomness of the way the games were, mechanics were set up, like, the best laid plans.
So basically, basically, that original article guy,
article guy,
not author, or writer or
opinionator. Evil.
But the article guy
basically
said he never wanted to have Cthulhu in any other media ever because he should only ever be in these Lovecrafty books
watch
that
it?
He touches.
No,
no. Okay. I got it from Joe.
Okay.
And he gave me the synopsis. I think I read like the headline and
pieces
of it. But I got the impression. There, that'll cover my bases.
Oh, wow.
I got the impression. Yeah, you speed more and wonder why it doesn't work for you, buddy. I got the impression that he basically didn't want anything from Lovecraft to ever be outside of his precious books. That's kind of how it felt.
Or
no, the guy. The viewpoint Joe is espousing.
That's weird to me.
That wasn't really Joe's opinion.
No,
he was taking
right.
it on as a...
And
as
I wasn't... He kind of... I guess he kind of sympathized with the guy, but like he understood the necessity of the gamification.
He took on the mantle of defending that guy's opinion, and I respect him for it, but go fuck yourself.
You respect Joe?
Only for that.
Oh, okay.
It's not as much fun to make fun of him when he's not here.
It though. Isn't,
because
really I feel like... Well, okay, we'll have a transitional episode or two where we still act like he's in the back. And
I'll have to have you start texting him. Well, whoever's not driving will text him.
He's driving too, though.
No, he's not.
Oh. That's okay.
He is. No, right now he's not, because he's not working today.
Yeah. But, so that was kind of interesting.
Well, I think that the biggest problem with that is that it basically boils down to, you're not allowed to use my IP because I didn't like how you're using it. Like, okay.
And it's not even
that's
like, I see what you're saying, like colloquially his IP. Like,
well, no, but like, I mean, that's my IP. And it's like, you didn't write it, you don't like, but you like it. Okay.
Is there other examples of that? Let's talk about that. That sounds interesting.
Like, how you're allowed to use characters?
Yeah, like, because we always reference stuff in all our articles and these Sitsuck episodes that's like, we just don't care if we're like doing something illegal, but maybe we should like think about that.
What do you mean, illegal?
I mean, we just talked about 40K for a few episodes.
Three. Exactly.
I didn't want to say. I want to be exact.
We're not gonna split one up. Jesus. You think I have time for that?
No, we're gonna have like a random Warhammer 40K primer bomb that just drops, and it's like, like, oh, here's a random episode about that we didn't finish later. Early. But like, that's so. What other? You kind of gave that as a generic example. That kind of might have got offhand. I might have tangented a little.
I was just gonna be like, where did you find the stuff? I thought you didn't know about the stuff. Oh, shit.
What stuff?
Nothing. No stuff.
No. I want to...
There's no stuff.
I mean, this is just you and me right now. No one listens to this. We can talk about this stuff.
True. You and me and eight other people, several of which are criminal investigators of some kind or another.
The idea that you said, this is my IP, don't use it. Like,
it's my IP, don't use it.
Yeah. I think you're trying to be, like, comic book guy or the dude from, like... this combination of the dude from Simpsons and the World of Warcraft player from South Park and...
it's
like
a generic
the guy
voice.
Who flipped
it's
the table.
It's a generic voice.
Yeah.
Actually, that guy's kind of cool.
Yeah, he is cool. Videos. That was all stage, by the way.
Yeah, he stages all those things. Anyway, he's a nerd. That's general disapproving guy. Is what
okay.
It is.
Okay.
General stick in the putt, stick in the mud, disapproving.
I hope that his voice translates well for you.
I don't know. I found that the voices get picked up surprisingly well. I was doing them, and I'm like, this sounds dumb. And I was like, that sounds way better than it did.
Which I wish we could, you know.
We need to have the scent division.
E-fart
scent division. I-fart? We already know that.
Oh, no.
Fart.
That's, like, probably, like, some, like, porn website where, like, people are farting on each other all the time.
You're like, yeah. And then I don't want to meet the person that's into that, because think about how they are on a bus.
I wonder how many I, and then followed by words, have turned into, like, some kind of smut or, like, some type of thing like that.
It's kind of a signal-to-noise ratio. All noise is porn on the internet. But Rule 34 like echoes itself.
That's true.
It becomes this sort of.
You concept. Have someone like.
If you ever see that old XKCD, that old XKCD with the map of the internet.
Yeah, I love that one.
Where there's like all the land masses. It's changed over the years. People have gone back and revised it to change it. Yeah,
awesome.
People, fans have done it.
Like change the shape and everything too?
Yeah, well, like the increased land masses, the decreased land masses to make them so that the shapes change.
Okay.
But to reflect the fact that no one uses MySpace anymore or. Or Facebook's bigger than ever kind of shit. Like, but the joke I always say is all that water, it's porn.
Everything that's not, doesn't have a name attached to it. It's
just porn. But to get back to the task at hand, I would say that it's the gatekeeper mentality, right? And it manifests in different ways. It manifests in that weird, exclusive, I don't like the word exclusive. I like exclusionary, but exclusive needs that. Because exclusive sounds cool in card game terms, right? It's an exclusive pack, honestly. Yeah. But really, being an exclusive group is not a nice thing. It means you're keeping people out. So I'm going to use the word exclusionary, even though it's not really the right word. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, yeah, like you're trying to actively excluding people. You're alienating yourself.
Yeah, well, not even necessarily yourself, but what I mean is that attitude of the gatekeeper is
like purist. Tactic.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to, like...
Right. But I mean, specifically...
Keep the skin
the
white.
Gatekeeper... Well, yeah, you got
wow.
it.
Wow.
It's called bathing, you sick...
Oh,
you're doing a race thing.
I meant
for
like
a race
you're Aryan.
Oh, yeah, you went... I want to take it to a racial place. I won't let them. It's Rick and Morty again. Principal Vagina. No relation. Voiced by Phil Hendry, one of my favorite radio personalities ever. Get a fake college show.
Yeah.
Anyway, the exclusionary practices of the gatekeeper, which is like, we don't want you people in our gaming group. And that's where that sort of sexist or whatever kind of attitude comes out of.
Well, even that just reminded me of that whole like transition from Warhammer Fantasy, like 7th edition to Age of Sigmar, where people are like, I can't believe, like, or like even anything like that. Like the 4th edition, the 3rd edition to 4th edition thing for Dungeons and Dragons, where they're just like, maybe not in the same sense, it's a more reactionary exclusionism. Exclusionitation.
Yeah. Exclusivification.
It's like, this isn't what I wanted it to be, so I'm going to make it so, like, I'm dissociating these two things in my head because I don't want them to be the
right.
same. This isn't actual Lovecraft. This isn't actual D&D.
Yeah.
This isn't actual, you know.
And so that gatekeeper ideology is, and that was my sort of the other extreme of it. I was going to say is where it justifies sort of sexist or whatever jingoist behavior, racist even if you want, where people are like, well, I don't want you playing my game. And that's kind of that gatekeeper mentality of there's a good girl here. And it's not even necessarily that they're pathetic people who can't talk to girls, but it's like, but you don't, girls aren't supposed to do this.
They never traditionally did before now.
Yeah, they didn't do that
so
before.
So why are
they never
doing
did
it
again.
Now?
And then it gets into that weird shit. The other end of that is everyone who gets mad about when we make books into movies. Sorry, Kate. But in general, it's media transitions. When we say books into movies, we're picking on book people, which is perhaps not
well,
fair.
No. I think the thing is that you don't hear a lot of people who are having movies made into books bitching about how bad the book was.
True.
And so, like, it true. Is, it's not
so they
just,
are louder.
It's not just,
they're
yeah.
Just, maybe they're just more organized and literate. So
I don't think any of the things that you just said are completely wrong. I just feel like the people who are most boisterous about it are the people who are the ones that read the books and hate the movies.
I suppose it's also the most common media transition is book to movie, because there's a shitload of books, and movie writers suck. So,
but then you always have that, like, the book based off the movie based off the book. Like,
which, yeah, that can
I
seem,
never
I've never read
those.
One of those.
Neither have
it
I.
Seems like it would be really unpleasant. Because it's just going to compound the problem.
Or is it just a copy of the book with a new cover?
But there's two versions, right? Sometimes you see the based on the film or the novelization of the screenplay you'll see on there. And if that's based on a book, too, it's like, guys, this is like... You're gonna have some kind of back and forth signal loss.
You reinvented
like,
the wheel, and
you're recording this off of the radio and then streaming it on Spotify somehow. I don't even know what you're doing. How are you getting that? There's gonna be signal.
You're doing it with like an old microphone, like not like a digital medium. You're like recording it with your phone.
Yeah, it's
radio.
You've bootlegged a concert and then put it on a cassette tape.
Those are the most bootleggy things I feel like is like those books based on movies based on books.
And someone's going to make a short story or a novella a short series, a TV short series based on the novelization of the movie of the book, which in turn was based on some old Sanskrit thing.
So there's one way you can do it, which is a story based on a movie based on a video game or something like that, right?
Sure.
That, there's like a chain that goes straighter than the chain that goes back and forth between
so I'll say this. If you have a book, which then becomes a movie, which then becomes a video game.
Yeah.
That works.
It can work. I wouldn't say that I'm talking about the order as much right here.
Well, no,
I'm
it's
talking
that, it's
about
that,
the bunch bouncing back and forth
yes,
between
it's that,
like, the
it's,
same medium.
It's echoing back and forth until the signal
degrades. It's a game of telephone. We're going to filter this book into a movie, and we're going to filter this movie into a different book. And you're like, well, what are you filling in those spaces with that you
the
took out?
The little gauge went away. Either it means the light burned out or my tires are fine.
Yeah, his tires are flat.
My tires, I'm running on rims. Riding on rims.
Oh, that's what those... There's not fire coming out of your car like normal. It's just sparks.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's like the worst game of telephone ever where you're constantly just going back and forth between a book and a visual medium.
Yeah.
Back and forth until you're like, what? Like, what story are we telling?
So, in the terms of...
And that's how we made Superman Returns. Well,
what's funny, though, is how that can actually sometimes work well, I just thought about, where tropes from the movie universe can be projected back into the comic book universe, for example.
Okay, but those, like, are both visual mediums.
Yeah, but okay, they're still different.
I wouldn't say that you're wrong. I just say that you're an asshole.
Okay, fair.
But I mean, I guess,
Nick Fury. Nick Fury's character design has changed since Samuel Jackson played him.
He was actually a black man in Ultimate Comics,
but I mean, like,
way before those movies came out.
You don't think that they've changed him to look more like Samuel Jackson since then?
I was only focusing on race. I don't know why that makes it better. Anyway.
You're not wrong. I mean, that was
no,
part of
I
it.
Think that you're correct.
Like, because he definitely wasn't black
they
before.
They tend to model his character more now off of the
right.
Nick Fury. That's
and
Samuel
is
Jackson.
That bad?
I don't think. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not bad with regard to what we're talking about. I don't think so.
Your opinion, bro. Trot it out here, motherfucker.
I don't think it is.
Say what again?
I just think it's.
You didn't actually say what, did you?
What?
Say what again?
Why does he say what again? Like, because I feel like that would get you killed.
I don't remember how this actually goes down.
Say what one more motherfucking time. What country?
They speak English and what? Anyway.
That was all Pulp Fiction, everyone.
Yeah, in case you didn't get it. I bloody well hope our listeners have seen Pulp Fiction. Unless they're children.
Well, I don't know. Because both of our current girlfriends don't watch a lot of
movies. I like how
long
it took for you to get that word out.
I was trying to think of how to phrase this, and I was trying to think, A, if I should mention
SOs?
It on here. But yes. Well, and B, if I should
I
make
like
fun of them for not watching movies at all.
This is going to get weird. This was weird. This worked better when we both were single and we were it's going to be weird.
We had to censor.
We might have to actually turn off that. Like, we'll have to never refer to that. I like using the word SO because it keeps people confused and they're never sure if you're gay or not.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to bring my SO. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
What's
their name?
Their name. Sam. Not actually Sam, but...
What does Sam do? You're like...
Tracy. some name you're like, could be either, but I'm leaving.
No.
Anyway.
But anyway, but anyway... We say that a lot, too.
But anyway.
I get guys to translate to that conversation
so,
we already had, kind of.
This is me steering the boat back. The gatekeeper ideology.
Gatekeeper
mentality.
Ideology.
Gatekeeper yes. Morality, for lack of a better term.
Yeah,
philosophical
morality.
Term.
No, wait. I just think morality is good because I've been bastardized.
Nope. No, it's because you have not been bathed in the blood of corn yet, so.
Well, that's just why.
No, not the, sorry.
Just to be, just because you said this, I may or may not have spent all of last night up to midnight building Warhammer Invasion.
No,
decks.
No, I didn't say, not Warhammer Corn, Corn the band. I cut them up and bleed them, and then I bake them.
But I don't care about that, because
yeah,
that sounds
it's
delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty, actually.
Sounds delicious.
But anyway.
Well, isn't that
but anyway is now on the list.
What is?
But anyway is now not, is now a forbidden.
We're going to come into this, it's going to be a podcast where we don't talk because we're too self-conscious about the words that we say most often.
Stupid ass.
Can somebody take all of our podcasts and make it word-gasms? Yeah, word-gasms.
I don't think that's the thing.
I feel like that's the thing.
Anyway.
And just say what we're referring
to. Back on track. Riding on cars. Ego Raptor. The,
Riding on cars.
The gatekeeper. This is going to be rough because people are listening like, where the fuck are they going?
No, this is the sit sock where we try to figure out what we want to talk about without Joe here. This is transitionary sit sock. This was what this one should be called is... That transitionary sit suck. Because we're trying to figure out what the fuck we're doing again.
We're not good at segways.com.
So, my penis fell off last night.
What?
Segway lack of Segway.
How did
I
not lead with
my
that?
Article last week. I was like, and so for the greatest segue ever,
I
let's talk go from this to this.
I saw that. I proofed that.
But there's a little accident over there.
Vehicular incident.
Don't call them
accidents.
Yeah,
it's
implies no one's at fault.
Yeah, no. Someone put their car in another car.
Someone hit their car with another car.
Someone attempted to occupy the same physical space as another person's car.
Okay, gatekeeper mentality.
That gatekeeper mentality, I think, is probably one of the most frustrating and self-destructive attitudes you can have.
Agreed.
But at the same time, is also in everybody to some extent, and without it, we die.
Well, I mean, and. That's without it, we die. You think?
Yeah.
Because as two people who are you're an actual martial arts teacher, and I like to think I'm a board game teacher.
We're both instructors.
I feel like we have shunned that mentality as much as humanly possible, in the sense of like needing or trying to force inclusionary like pressures on people.
I said gatekeeper mentality, not necessarily just the exclusivity, but the whole thing like this is the lore, that's not lore. This canon's accepted, this canon's not accepted.
Okay.
That attitude of you're somehow in charge of the material when you're just another nerd.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you don't
and
even,
how,
like...
I'm not, I mean,
that
I
would
saying,
be, like, wouldn't it, same thing, though. It would be, like, me telling someone that they couldn't play a board game because it was my, like, I thought it was my baby. It's, like, my favorite game.
Yeah, you can't use that card.
Yeah.
Why not?
Or, like,
well,
no,
I don't like, that card.
Like, oh, you expressed the slightest bit of disinterest with Game of Thrones, Kate. I better not ever talk to you about Game of Thrones again, Kate.
I feel like we're targeting
this
people.
Is a, yeah,
more
we
now.
Might have brought Kate up a little too much. So, we should have Kate on a set talk.
We should just drag her in.
Yeah, like, I mean.
She's not working today. Just come with us.
She has, like, off school, we'll have to, like, be like, make her stay at work all day. Like bring your daughter to work today.
Just park her in the car.
That'd be hilarious. Okay.
We gotta figure out how to get people to call in.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
That's the most viable thing.
Guys,
I'm gonna figure
any,
that out.
If you, any of our eight users,
all
have any
both
really
of
cool,
our
cool ideas.
The guy who's masturbating furiously right now, you could just, if you could just get your hand off your dick long enough and just give us a call. Or maybe just text us. Comments
like,
are good
wouldn't
too.
Wouldn't it be weird if someone called us right now and it
oh
wasn't
my God.
Like a
maybe
work
like,
call? It was
that'd
like
be straight up Rick and Morty creepy shit. Anyway.
I you guys recorded on Friday. I just wanted to be on.
I'll figure that out one day.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
that'll be great because we'll just be talking over each other constantly. It'll be wonderful. But
yeah, I guess one of the things about having someone in person is you can tell when they're about to say something.
Well, theoretically, body language and whatnot, but we're not actually looking at each other, so.
But your mustache blocks a lot of your mouth movements, sir.
At that point, Kendrick obscured his lips with his mouth. Or with his
mouth. Oh my God! He pulled his lips into his
with
face.
With his mustache, terrifying every occupant in the vehicle.
I don't get terrified.
You will. He seductively placed his hand on Kyle's leg.
I feel like we should talk about the gatekeeper mentality.
Well, that sort of attitude is kind of necessary because otherwise you'll let anybody make any kind of schlock ever. Highlander 2, Superman.
Okay,
whatever,
I keep coming back to like these weird aspects of what you're saying, and then never is where you're going. Like I would be like, because well, like isn't that the difference between like being like optimistic and pessimistic? You're like, I'll let this person into the group because I let all the people into the group. Oh God, they killed me.
Yeah, I mean,
pessimistic
yeah.
is like, I'm never letting anybody in until they prove their worth.
Yeah. And you kind of maybe need a little bit of both.
Okay.
And that's sort of in that, that's a bit of an extreme example with that. That was like a roll motherfucker there. I literally just got distracted by something shiny.
Yeah, that was pretty much
was awesome.
The reason that we called this Set Sock was because we were both so distracted. Because
you saw it?
I looked at
the
it
thing
too.
Was fucking red.
Yeah, it was like a pie tin or something.
It was rolling though. It was rolling, and it was like
okay.
doing little ollies on the.
So,
anyway,
I think it's like frustrating to like sit
well,
there
so
and
let's
have
look,
to deal with it.
And there's that in the person to person thing, but also in that medium transition thing where people are like, Cthulhu shouldn't have that. I'm sorry, no, I was doing that. I did that. Cthulhu shouldn't have that. I can't do that. I can't get it back now.
It's
so.
Okay. I know.
But like, he's going to be invincible forever. It's like, so we should never make another story about him? Yes. Like,
and it's
okay.
I think it's like
that seems like a weird
the thing that frustrated me is he gave an example of that, and like the only time that they ever do that is in like the RPGs just to make jokes. Like any RPG that has Cthulhu and is a monster in it is like, yeah, he's got like a million HP. And you're like, oh, he's put HP on it, that means he'll be killed, and you're like, no, I said a million.
Yeah.
And
you can
he's
do
like,
five
no,
or
no,
six
no.
a turn. You've got 40, he hits for 70.
Yeah, like
this game is
it's meant to be facetious, like it's meant to be farcical.
It's meant
in
to
a
be
sense
really
that,
really
like,
big number.
Yeah, it's meant to.
It's meant actually. Whoa!
They put it on there
whoa,
as a joke.
Time out.
Oh,
I've
that's
got
what
it.
We're going to talk about abstraction of things.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's next time. Now
damn it. I'm
going
to put it on the list, so we don't.
It should be.
Anything.
It probably was. And if you'd have fucking looked at the list when I asked you to, Kyle.
It's okay. We had a wonderful conversation.
We're not done
pie
with
pie
the conversation. Remember that pipe?
Did you see it again?
No, it's not there. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. Actually, I've got a 1-2 jab punch here. Actually, no, okay. I got a counter jujitsu move for you verbally. You put the million hit points on Cthulhu to give you hope, so that you can take it away and make it hopeless.
And that's what I liked
boom
about the gaming. It's like I went into that thing of like the best laid plans don't work, and that's where the hopelessness comes back. Because you're like, all right, we got all these items now. We found his secret cult book. Like. We got a cultist on our side, and he still fucking killed us. Oh, God, we're dead. And
which
like,
is where, and actually, I would have to go back and look at this article because I might just be strawmanning the dick off of it, which I'm gonna.
Can you explain that for people like
strawman?
Me?
Oh, strawman, a strawman is a debate It's a logical fallacy where you create a fictitious version of your opponent's argument and then defeat it, and then act as if defeat them.
Kendrick hates babies, and you know how
Joe always says that dogs can't look up. Well, obviously dogs can look up, so Joe's an idiot.
Okay.
And it's like Joe never said that. Joe never said anything close to that. That was an extreme example. But it's it happens all the time in politics everywhere, because people will reduce their opponent's arguments into something nonsensical, easily and handily disprove it, and then act as if that means that the other person's wrong.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So you
might be strawmanning the dude to do the video.
Yeah, if I strawman the dude, it's not really used as a verb moment, but I'm going to run the fuck out of it, which I'm not going to explain what that word is.
Strawman him less.
It could be strawmanning him, and if that's the case, get fuck himself. I don't know how to conjugate that in that. Mr. Article Man, go fuck yourself, or send me free stuff. I don't know. Send me free stuff, Nintendo. But if I'm doing that, that's great. I'm sorry, but anyway.
Join your food stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm supposed to tell the people that we eat. They're supposed to think of us as just...
Well, I'm hungry, so... Oh. I'll be the guy that doesn't sleep or something. Who cares?
The guy that doesn't masturbate?
Okay, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
What I was saying was, by its very nature, if you do something like don't give Cthulhu hit points, then you don't have hope. You know you can't beat him. So you can't have hopelessness without hope. Otherwise, it's just, there's no point. You're like, this is pointless. Why even try us? Go home. Fuck this game.
When you add something like hope,
when you put a million hit points on him, you'd be like, oh, you guys did so good. You got him to 999,940.
Yeah. But what about, there's got to be a way. Like, everybody thinking there's got to be a way.
That's what I mean, though. But a million hit points gives you a bit of an idea.
Without hit points, you can still abstract,
fact that
there might be a way to win.
If you've given hit points in the system...
Oh, in the system, sure.
But I mean, if you've got a game with hit points and a character doesn't have hit points, you will never win. You can't win.
I feel like that's the logic of the day. So, as we check out for Sid Sock this day, you can't defeat something without hit points.
Well, you can't have hope.
No. You can't defeat something without hit points.
You can't. This is Kendrick.
Kyle.
Sid Sock.
Can't defeat something without hit points.
Go fuck yourself.